Everyone, how's everyone doing? It's been a minute because I've been sick. I had the flu and I had bronchitis, and it's just been a lot trying to get over these viruses. But I'm back, and today we're going to be talking about anger, and that is something that God is dealing with me in real time about, and He's been dealing with me about it for, I want to say, over 2024 into 2025. A lot of times we think that we are healed or we have gotten over something, or just because we're not dealing with a specific thing and it's laying dormant, that we are delivered from it or we are free from it. But when God keeps reminding us and keeps bringing things to us, that means that there's still a root there, or there's still some residual effects from it. So God is telling me that I'm still dealing with anger, and there's different reasons that I'm dealing with anger. Probably things from my childhood, just things for even from my present, because even during the time that I was sick, I was upset, I was mad. Like, I try to, juice and take my herbal supplements, and I'm, trying to keep everybody healthy, taking our vitamins, and I'm the one that gets the worst end of it. So I had to remind myself that God is in control. God knows, and He saw ahead of time that I would get, a virus or sick. And it's not like it's not normal to get the flu or different viruses, colds and things like that. But for me, it was just like, why is this taking such a toll on me? And so, that means that I'm still, because it's about how you deal with things and how you respond to when things are happening, and you feel like, okay, why is this happening to me? And you get upset and you get mad, and you're like, okay, well, what's up, God? What's up? And so part of it could be, him just slowing me down, and part of him, getting my attention. And some of it is just, because I haven't been to work in over a month. And I'm like, I need to go to work. I need to, get my hours, and you start to worry about the different things. And so sometimes we're so reliant on the different things that we do in life, like working and relying on our jobs and money and things like that. And God is our source, and He knows that I need to pay bills, and He knows, I haven't lacked anything, and God is still good. So I'm going to jump right in and read something from my journal. And this is from August, like right before my birthday, of last year. And it's something that I wrote in my journal, and it says, "Dealing with the spirit of anger. What is the root of the anger in my heart?" So I go on to say, I'm holding malice in my heart due to carrying the stress and weight of carrying, due to the stress and weight of the day. Release, unburden, etc., everything to God daily. So, that is also something that God has been dealing with me. Sometimes we're upset just about the daily tasks that we have to do. Keep in mind, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a caregiver to my grandmother, I work. So when you're carrying a lot and you feel overwhelmed, or you feel like you have a lot on your plate, it's important to go to God daily and just unburden yourself. Just tell Him how you feel, tell Him what's going on, because you carry the stress of the day. And God doesn't want us to carry that. God wants us to continuously release to Him so that we can be lighter, and we can be free. I think we do a lot of things and we carry a lot of things because they're just day-to-day things. We think, okay, I can handle this, or this is not important, or I don't need to tell God every little single thing, but you do, because God is in the details and the simple and the small things in our life. So I go on to say, do not focus on or meditate on how I feel, worries, doubts, concerns. You become angry about everything and nothing. Wow. Anger, malice is sin and will stop the promises of God and cause disobedience. And so I put Ephesians 4, 2 through 6, I believe. I don't know why I put 2 right there. I'll have to go back and correct that. But be angry and sin not. So, Moses is an example of allowing anger to stop the promises of God. The devil finds himself a place where anger is raging. So these are just things that the Holy Spirit gave me, as far as looking at the life of Moses. And so recently I've been studying his life and the things he went through as a man of God, as a chosen vessel to lead people. But in Moses' personality, it says he was meek. It says he was humble, but he also had an anger issue. Like if you're reading through Numbers, if you're reading through Exodus, there are times where when the people are complaining and grumbling and mumbling and they start charging Moses, which is, I feel like, charging him falsely because they didn't know how to trust God for themselves. It will say, and then Moses got angry with the people. And so anger, if we don't deal with it, can really lead us to destruction. Moses, in turn, didn't make it into the promised land because he disobeyed God. And when God said, speak to the rock, and he decided to strike the rock twice. And so basically what God said was, you didn't trust me enough and didn't regard me as holy. And that struck me. It's just like, you don't regard God as holy and trustworthy enough to trust him to do what I tell you to do in front of the people. We have to be careful that when God asks us to do something and we decide we're going to do things our way, we are in fact showing we're not trusting God as who he is. So I wrote some notes and I'm going to go through them, put them over here. So the first thing in Moses' life when dealing with anger was he killed the Egyptian man. So when Moses, before God spoke to him, but he was stirred up and he had compassion and he had empathy for his people. He knew he was Hebrew. He knew he was not Egyptian. And so he saw the Egyptian like dealing harshly with a Hebrew and he killed the Egyptian man. And then he was basically confronted by his own and said, oh, so now you're gonna kill us like you killed the Egyptian. So people knew. So he fled. So I wrote in my notes, instead of dealing with anger and what led to Moses killing the man, he fled to Midian. Sometimes instead of dealing with the consequence of our actions, we ignore, run, hide, etc. until we think the problem has gone away. So a lot of times when we are confronted with something, we kind of hide it or run away from it or not really deal with it. And then after a period of time, when it doesn't resurface, we think that the problem has gone away. We think that the issue is resolved. And so I can't say because I wasn't there whether Moses repented or not, or whether he felt, you know, bad for what he had done. But what you have there is a root of anger, and now you have murder. But God still chose him. So the second thing is, after God had called him and now he's leading the people, The people, it says anger with the people for not listening to God's instruction about the manna. So when God would let them out into the wilderness, the people were hungry and they were like complaining and grumbling and they wanted meat. So he gave them kale and he gave them manna from heaven. And so the people disobeyed because God said, pick enough for each day. Don't hold any over because it's going to rot. And it's going to have maggots and all these different things. And people, you know, of course, hard-headed, being greedy, didn't listen. And so in Exodus 16:20, it said, and Moses was angry with the people. And he told them, basically, you need to obey what God said. So Moses was constantly irritated with the people who he served because of their complaining and disobedience. So we have to ask God for wisdom on how to deal with people and still have love and long suffering. So Moses had to have love and compassion for the people of God. And I believe that he did. I believe that he loved them because God was ready to get rid of them people. He was like, I'm going to kill all of them and then I'll give you a new people. And he was like, no, God, like he begged for the people's life and God had mercy on him. So Moses had compassion. He loved them, but he allowed the people to irritate him and hold bitterness in his heart. It's odd, but people can cause you, the very people you're serving can cause you to disobey God. And it's hard, especially when you are in a minister position or you're a leader or even just a servant of Christ at the lowest level. It's hard because people are still human. People are flawed. And because they don't know how to trust God for themselves, you have to have wisdom on how to, in fact, be the mediator sometimes between interceding for people and going to God about people, which is one of my points. So the next thing is, you know, once again, this is Exodus 17 and being, you know, accused and quarreling the people. It said the people quarreled and argued with Moses. So it is hard when you are trying to do what God has called you to do, but people accuse, blame, ridicule, etc. you. Moses was in a constant battle with the people. When we are interceding, we must learn not to go to God in frustration, but understand that people do not have the same relationship or understanding of God. Also, only God can change the hearts of men. So we have to understand when we're dealing with people, like we're dealing with our family members or friends or whomever we're interceding and praying for, and they're continuously doing whatever it is they're doing. We can't change people. Only God can change people. We're only called to intercede. And Moses was called to intercede and be that mediator for God. Now we don't have to necessarily have a mediator. We can go to God ourselves and we can gain understanding of who God is. But the people, it's almost like the people refused to understand who God truly was. Even though they saw these miracles, signs and wonders in the wilderness and God always came through, they still blamed man. And God and Moses was only a man. He wasn't, he wasn't God. He was God's chosen servant. And so sometimes as people, we have to learn who God is for ourselves. But as leaders, you have to learn how to intercede for people so they in themselves will learn how to go to God for themselves. So The next thing was breaking the commandments. So Moses was in the mountain with God for 40 days, and the people got restless, and because they felt like Moses wasn't coming or he wasn't there, they decided to go back to what they knew in Egypt, which was worshiping idols, and let that be our God. Let that guide us. Impatient. And so not just only impatient, you just have a disobedient and rebellious spirit. And so that's us. We do not wait on God. We decide that, okay, we need some other assistance because God is not moving fast enough, as if the Holy Spirit isn't enough, as if praying and God answering our prayers previous to what we've asked him before isn't enough. We decide, oh, we need more. And this is how idolatry gets introduced. This is how witchcraft gets introduced. This is how New Age gets introduced, because people start outsourcing because they don't want to wait on the source. And so this is when God was telling him, you know, the people have defiled themselves. You need to go down there. And so this is actually, I think, when God told him, I'm going to destroy the people. And God begged him not to. So after he begged God not to, he went down there and said, when Moses saw how the people defiled themselves, he was so angry that he broke the commandment that God had given him. So Moses took it upon himself to be angry for God. And so I would say it's hard, because I asked God, I said, God, was that righteous anger? Was Moses' anger righteous because he got mad the people were doing the most? And when I was reading, about what Moses, the course of actions after, because a lot of times, yeah, we know Moses broke the commandments, but Moses told, they destroyed the idols. Half of the people, he took the people and said, if you with me, come over here. So the people that stood with Moses went with him, but he had those people kill about 3,000 of the Israelites that were not standing with God. And he made them, he destroyed the calf and it went into the water and he made the people drink it. And I was like, wait a minute, what? So yeah, when you read this, this is in Exodus 32:19. The verse that I picked was 19 through 20. But if you read on after that, you will see the courses of action that was taken. And the punishment that they subject, but Moses still had this anger pent up in him. And so we have to, and so my note was, never let what others are doing make you break the commandment that God has given you. We must remain steadfast and unmovable even when others challenge our character or challenge God. Don't let others' sin keep you from the promises of God and from your purpose. So the sin of the people kept Moses angry, kept him upset, because Moses didn't have to get so upset that he threw down the tablets that God gave him of the commandments. He could have got upset, but those commandments were still something that he needed for even for himself. This is what God gave him to give to the people. So after he dealt with the people, he could have still, you know, God could have gave him instruction on how to then give the commandments. But see, it's our anger, it's how we feel about something that takes over. So the last thing is when he struck the rock. So water from the rock. And this is in Numbers 28 through 12. And once again, the people are coming against Aaron and Moses because there was no water. God told Moses to speak to the rock, but instead he struck the rock twice. God told Moses and Aaron for their actions, they would not take the people into the promised land. So not only Moses, but also his brother Aaron did not go into the promised land. God said they did not honor him as holy before the people. So that right there stuck with me. God said they did not honor him as holy before the people. I don't care if you are a chosen leader or not. I don't care if you called, anointed, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. If you do not regard God as holy in front of people and obey him, then he gonna deal with you. And Moses and Aaron struggled with those people in the wilderness for 40 years, led those people, and because of their own actions against what God told them, because the people made them upset, they could not go into the promised land. And this is how God is showing me that my anger or my ill temperament is keeping me from my purpose and his promises of where he's trying to take me. I get an attitude. I'm mad. I'm upset. God told me, I need you to eat more fruits and vegetables. And so as a result, I've been eating more fruits and vegetables, but I still low key been eating kind of how I want to eat. So what's the end result of that? Somewhere I'm delaying what God is trying to do in me. It may not be necessarily in my physical body, but he may be trying to get some spiritual discipline. And because I am not completely and obeying exactly what God say, is delaying me or is blocking or stopping what God is trying to do. And God is merciful because God dealt with disobedience from Moses and Aaron over those years. But this was the final straw for God. God was like, nah, okay, you going to strike the rock in front of the people? You going to act like that? Because he called them rebels. Okay, you rebels, you want water? Here you go. And God said, he ain't told, wait a minute. And God is so merciful that he allowed water to come out of the rock anyway for the people to have water. But that ain't what God said to do and how he said to do it. And so, therefore, Moses himself, the leader leading, because he called him to lead the people into the promised land. And I'm sure that Moses was supposed to go into the promised land and die in the promised land. Instead, he had to look at where God was leading the people. He had to see it, but he could not go into it. Aaron didn't even see it. Aaron died before he could even see it. So God has a way of still being merciful, but still dealing with the sin, still dealing with the issue. And the issue that Moses had was anger and allowing the people to infuriate him in such a way that he disobeyed God. That's a no. That's a no. But we do it all the time. We allow people to take us out of character. We get mad and think we're supposed to say whatever we want to say or feel however we want to feel. And God is like, no, I'm still holding you to a standard of obedience, pretty much. So your disobedience can cost others their purpose. Because he instructed Moses what to do. But Moses is the one whose actions kept both of them out of the promised land. And I found that interesting because of the calling on their life and the connection of what God was doing with Aaron and Moses. Because I don't know if it was more so Aaron didn't tell Moses, oh, don't do that, or this is how we need to do it, or they both were in agreement. I don't know, but God held them both accountable. So this is very important when you are in even not necessarily in ministry, just period. Your disobedience affects other people. It really does. So they did not obey exactly what God said. So I wrote for myself, I have to obey exactly what God said so that I don't miss what God has for me, but also know that God is holy. Obedience is holiness. So I still have to explore that idea of obedience and holiness, but it goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. Not doing exactly what God said can really lead you to destruction. And I'm talking more to me than I am to you guys, because this is for me. I'm dealing with this in real time, with God giving Moses his example of his life to me to deal with the anger. And it doesn't matter where the anger came from, whether it came from my childhood, whether it came from my past, whether it's present, or whether it's something that I get upset about right now. God is like, deal with that thing, because it is keeping you from where I'm trying to take you. And so I would encourage any of you that if you're dealing with anger, to allow God to show you where the anger is rooted from, where it's coming from, and how to deal with it and how to hand it over to him. Because that's where I am now. Like, how do I give this thing over to you? And when I realize it's there, what now do I need to do? And so basically you go to his word and you find in his word where either people or examples or just things that help you understand what God is trying to convey to you. Because the key thing for me is I don't want my anger to keep me out of the promises and purposes of God. That's important. In his presence. Let's get into that. You being irritated, you being agitated, unforgiving, all of those things keep you from God, the presence of the Lord. How can you be intimate with him and you have this ought or this attitude or this disposition? It's hard. It's just like when you dealing with a significant other. It's very hard to be close to somebody when you're upset with them, or not necessarily with them, but just upset, period. It's hard. So God is like, how can we be close and intimate if you have all these things that are blocking me, all these things that are blocking me from getting into your heart, all these, you know, issues of malice and anger and attitude? You got an attitude because you sick? You know I'm a healer. You know I'm not going to let anything happen to you. So why you got an attitude? You got an attitude because you can't move about how you want to move about? No, sit down somewhere. And these are the things, the challenges that we face when we make Jesus Lord over our life, is dying to ourselves and our attitude and our selfishness and our ways and all of the things. And so I just found it important to come and talk about this in real time, because God be on me and he be checking me right and left. And so I just want to encourage you guys to allow God to check you as well, to check your heart and to get into his word and to find yourself. Find you in God's word. It will transform your life. I'm interested in my life being transformed and my mind being renewed. And I'm interested in you guys' lives being transformed, because that's important. If we are to make disciples of man, if we are to continue in his kingdom and draw closer to the Lord. That's all I have for you guys today. I pray that somebody was touched, was blessed, was encouraged, was, that they found themselves and that they will go. I encourage you to go read this. If you're dealing with anger, I encourage you to go read about Moses. I encourage you to read about the different things that he went through and how God dealt with him on these things. And pray for God to reveal the things to you that you need to do to, you know, heal and to be made whole. So that's it. I love you guys. You guys stay blessed, stay encouraged, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.